Okay, we're in session 7 o'clock on Tuesday night, July the 29th. Bye.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes, the payroll, and the payables.
Second.
Yes. Okay. I guess open forum would be an open forum, and seeing as Mrs. Bates was the first open forum candidate I saw come through the door, I'll give you the floor for a minute.
So Gina is retiring from the barber.
That is correct.
We put out advertisements. We had 7 people apply for the job. We chose to interview 4 of them, and we chose Julie Canara as the person to take the job.
And can you tell me a little bit more as to why? I mean, does she have any specialties with library, or I mean,
She's had a lot of background in teaching. She's got a lot of background with the internet. She was in the police department for 5 years. She was a dispatcher. She doesn't have any real library. She does have library experience because of her school experience.
Mm-hmm.
But she's, you know, we had another candidate that is a librarian, but Julie's in town. She really cares about the library. I think she'll work very well with Gina in the transition.
This is David's daughter, I assume.
It's who?
David, daughter, I assume.
I assume I didn't ask her about this.
I think she is.
I believe she is. I see her go up and down Joe Capron's Road all the time, so
yeah.
I'm just assuming that that would be her.
So I just think her name was Julie or Julia.
Julie.
So just so we have an idea, because of rate of pay and all that, because she really doesn't have years of experience as far as that.
Right. We were thinking 18 to start.
Okay.
Sarah's at 1750. Yeah, 1750.
Okay.
And Gina's over 20.
Okay.
So we got 18 would be
all right.
A fair start.
Okay. And that's how many hours a week?
14.
14 hours a week.
And when is she gonna, is she started yet? Is she gonna work with Gina for a while before Gina leaves?
I asked her to start. Already. She's been visiting 2 days now. I told her it was strictly on her own because it had to be okay to the slide board first. But she has already started training. And she'll have Thursday. And Gina is more than willing to come in, field phone calls, whatever needs to be done.
No, well, I think if you're training her, I think she ought to get her pay. I don't think she should be expected to put her time in for nothing.
You mean Gina, or do you mean the new person?
The new person.
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, I don't know of a job in the country where you go in and you give them 3-4 months free time.
Yeah, I'm sure she will appreciate it.
I've never heard that done before. I've never done it before, and I've been an employer for 50 years or better. And just can't imagine that, but maybe it's done. I don't know.
I think we just need to put it in the motion that we're going to give her back pay for the 2 days she's home.
Well, we need to put it in the motion that we've approved.
Well, I know. That's
approved
what
choice. You might as well just add that all into this motion.
Correct.
Would be my suggestion.
All right. So, per recommendation from the library trustees, I make a motion we approve. What's her first name again?
Julie
Panada for the new librarian position at the rate of $18 an hour and pay her the time that she has worked shadowing Gina this past week.
There you go.
Okay.
That it? All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All righty. Give my best to Thomas.
I will. Thanks.
Richard.
Yes, sir. I just want to show my appreciation to the DPW boys that showed up and cleaned up that intersection this week. After a really tragic accident that nobody should have to.
You saw it.
I'm the one that called it in. I was there.
You don't have any cameras on your. Do you have any cameras at home that would that showed it? I know they were looking for video.
The state police, they got it all.
They got it. Okay. I just saw they posted something.
And another thing I want to say is, I just drove up North Street. Over the hill, it's on that cell tower. It's the best damn thing I've seen Wells have in a long time. After the two tin cans of string that I was using trying to get a hold of dispatch on some 3:20 Sunday afternoon. It was horrid. Absolutely terrible. You know, maybe some people will oppose it, but.
Yeah, I think it goes both ways. I think it'll be good to have the reception.
People don't like the way it is, but they don't like change either. So I don't know how to tell you, but I think it's a great asset.
They can put a big star on the top.
It is very important because so many more people are getting rid of landline.
Right, they are.
I never home to use a landline. I mean, I spend a lot of money every month on a cell phone because, you know. I drove
now
the
lot
in the middle town the other day, I had perfect cell service. I mean, that used to be Death Valley up through there,
mm-hmm.
and I get the wealth, and it was, I'm in the village, and I got nothing.
Yep.
Nothing.
Yeah. It's that way in Grandview.
Yeah. 5G is what ruined everything, you know? But either here or there, but I want to thank, you know, John, Dave, Doug, everybody for doing what they did this morning. Now if we get Cherry to clean up her side of the road, be great.
Yeah, okay.
And put out your blossoms corner and got the D-Trans up, straightening that mess out, coming from Paula to go to gravel, you know, the acres and shit. So.
I kind of wonder, though, one of the tree limbs on your lawn, though, is it kind of blinding people coming off around South Street to turn? You took care of it?
Okay. Well, the top of the
storm, okay.
Down there.
Because I knew it was.
John showed up at my door right around 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I said, do whatever you gotta do. And he did it.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, we were supposed to do it a while ago.
Yeah.
We got way laid on other.
Yeah.
It's a very dangerous corner. It's the way who comes out every day.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much. You have, I don't know, but there's probably no way of stopping it. There's two big trucks allowed to park on Route 30 to go into the store.
Yeah.
Because you can't see around those big trucks until you're actually in Route 30.
Well,
and then, of course, you know, and I'm not mentioning people's names, but, you know, there are obstructions on that corner. And
there's going to be less obstructions. If you notice, we painted the lines on there today.
I did notice.
There's going to be no parking signs there for the on the south corner.
Yeah. It's very difficult to get out.
The, one of the biggest problems was, you probably don't remember, but back in the day, there was a Y there. It was a huge thing with drains growing in.
I remember it very well.
Which made that intersection about three times wider than it should be. And one of our geniuses along the line in the government state government decided all intersections need to be T intersections. Okay, so they came down, and instead of making the intersection the proper width, they just took the flower pots or the V, the Y out of there. So that intersection, you can start turning about by Brace's house and make the corner very nicely at about 50 if you want them. Those days are almost over.
This morning, that exact same thing happened to the town. They were in the intersection with the Wanta facing North Street, painting that. You'll notice to go up, there's some white lines with some hash marks on them. A car came down and went between the Wanta and the porch.
Yeah, they're not.
Right off.
They're not.
They didn't even come and make a hard 90 degree turn. I mean, Dave and those guys were running for their lives.
Yeah.
They came down South Street.
They came down North. They came down 30.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Hit right around. And the town truck's there. So they went into the store's porch and the truck is sitting in the middle of the intersection.
There's plenty of times you stop where you're supposed to stop.
And
you inch up.
Right.
So until where you can see.
Right.
Which, sometimes, like I say, if there's trucks parked there, you can't see until you're out there. And nothing is coming. And you start to pull out. And you pull out slowly because there's kids, there's people, there's trucks, there's the post office, the store. And you almost get creamed because somebody's going like, I got it.
And that's what happened. That's what happened.
And they level, you know, there's a straight shot right down from my house. You can see almost the Woodman Hall. I mean, there's no problem.
Oh, I have video of him going by the Woodman Hall. Fine.
I think the only solution for right now is enforcement on that corner. Because Friday and Saturday night is Dodge City.
I mean, I don't know if the state would even put caution, you know, the blinking yellow lights and the black.
State will do absolutely
nothing.
State has done
nothing.
I spent,
no.
Paul and I spent probably an hour and a half with the state 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And if you notice, we didn't even have a proper school crossing. We still don't have a proper school crossing, but at least they put a school crossing in.
Right.
How many towns in the damn United States don't have a sign where there's a school?
And it says school, 15 miles an hour, not 35 miles an
hour. Yeah, that's true.
The state will do, if it's not in Chittenden County, the state doesn't do it. Vermont stops about, Shelburne, that's probably the name.
Well, it's the same way for the news. You know, both Channel 3 and Channel 5. I hope that Channel 5 put in downtown in Rutland, then they put in like little headquarters, for lack of a better word, that we get more coverage. But if you don't live up there.
I haven't watched news since Hillary Clinton ran for president. I don't see anything to watch other than a bunch of fools that are making way too much money.
There ain't good news. But now that intersection is troublesome, but the speed in this town is awesome.
It's not this town. I drive 3 days a week. 7 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, and any town I go through, I'll be going 60 miles an hour down 22, and I drive a lot of miles in the course of a year, and if these guys that pass me aren't doing 85, 90, they aren't going a mile an hour. I've clocked cars on the East Wells Road when I've been going to the doctor early in the morning, and I back out of the throttle at about 85, and they're still pulling away. So, I mean, I don't know what the answer is. I mean, I've been told we should put in a full-time police department for $2 or $3 million a year, but I don't really see if that's going to accomplish anything.
Well, I know.
Hasn't in every other town. York State's got, Granville's got 1 square mile and $1 million police department, and they go up and down Main Street like they're shot out of a cannon all day long.
I know, but, you know, we could hire a Pinkerton man like Tommy Trevino to come over and work a couple nights, you know.
Well, we are working on that.
Next question, the next subject. It's that god-awful thing they put on the corner, that tribute to this guy, that's harassment to this to the person that was also involved in this event. And I think it needs to go.
Yeah, I don't know what the post office will think about it, but that's one.
That's a government, I mean.
It's government's law.
I know, but it's the post office.
Right, so I don't know if it's associated with the government. I mean, a cross is one thing, but they shouldn't have stuff like that on.
They should have screwed it in the toll.
See, I haven't even seen it yet. I just saw the picture.
And then you have people there tonight, right now, kind of derogatory things.
Can we call the sheriffs or the...
Or even...
Oh, okay.
I mean, it could disappear real quick.
He's going to be here tomorrow. Is that a telephone?
I was going to say.
Screwed right into the telephone pole. Made out of copper.
Can't put it in a telephone.
Oh, these are all screwed. Do you want to see pictures of? I got pictures now of them people sighting. You know, these guys on motorcycles and all hours of night pulling in there. They were eyeballing my lawn, and I was ready to do battle with them last night. You know.
Green Mountain Power would have control of that himself. They take it back.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, the statements that's on there, I mean, I just got pictures my dog just having. They're out there right in the crash spot.
It's right on the corner. That's a telephone pole and that little hemlock bush he's got there.
They broke the bush off. They broke the limbs off McGregor's bush. I watched them do it.
Really?
Yeah, they're driving a Greenwood Industrial Contractors white Ford pickup with green lining. That's they're a subsidiary of my in-law. I watched the whole thing last time. As they set their beard down, just screw it on a wall, on a pole. They're in a company truck. Now, this is mentality we're dealing with there, folks. Do we make it go away?
I don't know.
I will have Mr. Ricketts take care of it tomorrow.
Yeah. We'll address it.
Deputy Ricketts. You all set?
I am. Thank you.
Young lady.
Young lady, aren't you sweet? I am here about I am here about the lake that has become St. Catherine Court. If you go down every year, as you guys may remember, probably 40 years ago, I stopped asking the road be paved the next time paving was in town. But the hole gets bigger and bigger. And despite what most people think, we have a ton of commercial traffic that goes down that road.
Well, he got the train trucks going down there every 20 minutes.
It's stronger than any.
And, it's the thing that concerns me now, honestly, aside from now we got three little boys, young boys that moved in across the road and the massage business sign. And it's dangerous for kids. You can't see how deep it is, and they ride bikes and all that stuff. But now, on top of that, West Nile is here. And I forget what the other disease is now they have in Vermont.
Well, they got a new one.
And they're telling people to dump the bottom of your flower pots.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that in the middle of that, we're talking probably a good 6 inches.
Now, where is this exactly?
It's kind of toward the front of my driveway, but...
Okay, it's by your house.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't miss...
No, you just said the name of the road. I assumed it was somewhere near your house.
Yeah, St. Catherine. But it's huge. And the way the weather's been, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I think it's a danger to kids. I think now with West Nile and, aging, we have a lot of older people in Wells, myself included, but it's really dangerous for kids and senior citizens. And the dice comes and they put it in, but it doesn't stay. It's, this is happening year after year after year, and we've probably been there now about 46 years. And I got to think that if it was paved, by the time we pay the guys and they come with the equipment and keep filling the hole, I honestly think the answer is paving it. It's small. There's a lot of traffic. Like I say, if we threw down one of those strips, I think you guys would all be amazed at the traffic on our road. And like I say, a lot of it's commercial. And so I'm hoping the town will do something about that.
How far do you think it is from North Street, roughly?
You can see it from North Street. If you go to the
50, 60 feet or something?
I don't know how long our line is there. I think my
is it by your driveway or
part of it's by my driveway, okay. but it's also
going I'll go up tomorrow and take a look at it. But,
yeah. And it's gotten to the point now where this year, for the first time after it rains, not only is it big and round, but it's become heart shaped. So it's actually branching out. And we have some people who have paved their driveways repeatedly, which kind of causes more runoff into the dirt road. I think that might be part of it. But it's an ongoing problem, like I say now with West and Iowa. You can't think of the name. I should have written down another disease.
Yeah, I just read about it.
Yeah, I can't think either.
Yeah, so I think it's a scary thing, and I think it's a good thing to test. And as always, I thank you guys for your service.
Yeah,
I know you're not doing it for the money.
I would love to. I'll take a look at it tomorrow.
Yeah.
You think?
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. See ya.
Okay, well,
that's
right there.
Well, you're probably a deer place. What happened to the outside? Mr. Gilman, you're just observing?
Yeah, just here to listen.
All right. In that case, we'll move on to correspondence.
You forgot Eric there.
Oh, shit. Forgot Eric, yes.
He was hiding behind Fran there.
Oh, get out here. Well, nothing really.
Your flashlight's on, just here.
Yeah, I just noticed that. I just wanted to come and just talk to you guys and just kind of engage with some school-related issues. I don't know if you're completely up to date with what's come out of Montpelier Act 73, age 454, and the governor's overall proposal for school redistricting and consolidation in Vermont. You know, using the you know, equity and cost savings. It's been quite an interesting legislative session, but ultimately what came out of the legislature, Act 73, starts off with a redistricting task force that meets August 1st. And this task force has to come up with three maps for the legislature by January of 26. But what this means is we don't know what these redistricting is going to look like because the governor's original proposal was talking about five districts for the whole state, anywhere between 8,000 and 12,000 students. And you know, there's only five board representatives for each district. And that was the original proposal. So this redistricting task force is going to look at redistricting for the whole state. And, you know, part of the reason why I wanted to come is just kind of communicate and get an idea of, you know, what the select board's thoughts are on this matter. Because, you know, going forward, you know, I think community input and opinion is really going to help drive the school board and the school district. The school board is, or the district is part of the Rural School Community Alliance. And so this alliance is a collaborative of over 100 others, towns throughout the whole state, really to just call up and just drive out a lot of the issues and that's been going on in the legislature, you know, and just try and speak up for basically small town schools is what it comes down to. So, you know, moving forward, things might move fast, you know, because of the timeline with this redistricting task force. But just for perspective, currently right now we are in a supervisory union. So our school district consists of Wells Village School in Middletown Springs. And our school district is part of a larger supervisory union, as per Act 46, like many others in the state. A supervisory union allows basically more local voice, and it allows to be part of a district to be part of a supervisory union. The supervisory district is similar, but it is actually one whole district made up of a bunch of towns or schools. And the representation between the two is pretty significantly different. So if you had a supervisory district that, let's say that had maybe 2,000 students in it overall, that spanned, you know, anywhere between 6 and 10 towns, you know, you would have one board for that supervisory district. You would, you know, you could basically have that board could just come in and say, we're going to close down school A, B, and C, and there's no real control over that. Whereas being in a supervisory union board is separate from the school district board, which is part of the supervisory union. So we hope that, and the Rural School Community Alliance, I would say also, is hoping for more supervisory union structures. But let's say hypothetically a map is drawn and they combine Wells, Middletown Springs, Meadowee, Poultney, all these schools in this one region, and they say you're a supervisor of Brady Union District. They draw out this map. Now there's a whole other committee that's going to do representation that actually determines how much representation each town gets. So I think there's potentially a lot at risk as far as the schools within our communities. And what you currently have now is, you know, you have local people who live here making these decisions, and you have a local, you know, an outlet, regular local school board outlet, you know, for any issues that come up. And that's only just part of it. In this new legislature, the funding also changes as well. So they are going to try and shift to a, or they will be shifting to a foundation formula, which means every student is assigned a per pupil cost. So if, and we don't even know what that cost is going to be because they didn't even iron that out, because pupil weighting is still a factor as well. But based off the numbers that we have, if they were to use the foundation formula for our current fiscal school year, we would get more money, but there would be a 10% increase to our taxpayers. So, yeah, that's hypothetical. If they were to use those numbers for what we currently have now for costs, and there's no voting on the budget anymore. It's something that is taken completely out of the school board's hands, the voters' hands. Basically, you get this amount, and whether you spend it or not, the tax factor is a whole other thing. So, you know, these are things that changes that are potentially and will be coming. But I think, you know, been speaking with a lot of other fellow board members, and you know, the current structure that we have, being a school district and, you know, retaining an SU structure would vastly benefit all the students within it, because, you know, there's just more advocacy. So, you know, whether you agree with this legislation or not, I think that, you know, because it just passed, one thing that we will be discussing more of is, you know, community engagement around this subject. You know, hopefully as other leaders in the town, you guys can maybe, you know, maybe try and engage folks as well, or provide some kind of feedback or insight, you know. I don't know. I don't always engage with other people. It's hard to tell what, you know, but I kind of figure maybe the select board might have more involvement with or near to the ground, maybe. I don't know.
is there an option of closing the school down, send the kids to Granville and Bowling?
No.
That's not an option.
No.
So,
yeah.
What better be a lot cheaper?
What is the thoughts on a 70 student school, full pop, like our school, 70, 80 kids, whatever there is, and a 40, 50 student school like Middletown? And I don't know the numbers off the top of my head. They're somewhere in that range.
Yeah, it's close.
So you have... And then I've noticed that your top end management, for many years, you had one woman as superintendent for the area. Now we have two. We have another associate. We have several people in excess of $100,000 apiece. And I don't begrudge anybody a paycheck if we really need them. I'm just curious as to what this state thing is going to do. Only because I've seen it in another state, I call it creeponitis. Well, you got 1,000 kids in school, so you got to have two superintendents, which got to have a secretary, or excuse me, an executive assistant, and another executive assistant, Then they got to have somebody to order brooms and paint and brushes and mops and so forth. So I got to have another business manager. And all of a sudden you look at it, you got the same number of teachers that aren't really on the same channel pay-wise with the administration, and the administration is going. It happened in this town. I told them that at the first time they started talking about Act, whatever it is, 46, or this consolidation, I asked them if anybody had a dictionary, because I could not understand how consolidation was expansion. And I don't claim to be a Rhodes Scholar, but when you add more people, more teachers' aides, and a kid level stays right here, you're not really, don't have the taxpayers' best thoughts in the front burner. And if you've been reading the paper and listening to the news or anything, you've noticed that we've lost, what, I don't know, fantastic amount of money from the Donald. Not me, but the yellow one. One that wears the red tie and a blue suit all the time. I believe we're not getting, I don't know, millions, and I can't remember what the figure is.
Yeah. I think, you know, there's part of the problem too is listening to what's on the news and what's in the paper, because
well, I don't usually listen to it, but I've just seen stuff repeatedly. And I've talked to state, I spent a little time Saturday night talking to Brian Collimore, Terry Williams, Chris Pritchard, and you know, it's scary out there.
Well, to your point, so that was one of the things that they pointed out, like there's too many supervisory unions in the state, all that administrative cost, you know, and they think that if they eliminate some superintendent positions throughout the state, that they're going to save money. But when you increase a district, the size of a district or supervisory union, whatever you want to call it, any structure they do where they're trying to eliminate high-end administrative costs, you're still going to need personnel. So,
oh, I understand all
so,
that.
You know, I think that, you know, the component to that is that how much money is actually going to be saved with this full, you know, consolidation legislation.
How many supervisory unions are there in Vermont right now?
I think there's like 68 or something like that.
68, and then we'll go down to 5.
They want, that was the governor's original proposal.
I mean,
so
to me, that's drastic, but they, I do.
Yeah, they went through many iterations throughout the legislative session, and they looked at, you know, 12, 20, mm-hmm. and between, you know, it was a whole bunch of draw. I'll get into it, but they ended up creating this task force to mm-hmm. do this, draw this map. And to your question, like, currently, right now, in our structure, it's not like, because we have articles of agreement, we are a unified union school district, part of the supervisory union, there's no way to do any of that. But this redistricting task force could come, and they could say, look, you're just going to be, and no matter what, they're going to draw the lines, they're going to lay out the representation, and then once those new forming districts take place, down the line, they can say, you know what, we're going to close down Wells Village School. We're going to send your students to Meadowee, and then we're going to make all of your students, no matter what, go to Pulteney. You no longer have school choice. That's another thing, is if you're part of a supervisory district, and that supervisory district has a high school, that's your designated high school. There's no fans about it. There's no like, no, you know, you can't go to Long Trail, you can't go to Granville, you can't go to West Rutland because your parents drive there. And
well, that's the way it used to be.
Well, that's the way it is now. Or you mean like no.
Before, it used to be Granville was your school choice. If you chose to go somewhere else, you had to pay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And you had to provide your own
so
transportation.
Now, speaking of you bringing that up, let's take a step backwards. Okay, I got little Johnny. He's my prime kid. He's in the sixth grade, about to go to seventh grade. We decide we don't want to send him to Pulteney because he can't play basketball. We don't want to send him to Granville because he's too good an athlete. So we send him to Long Trail. Obviously, the price difference between Pulteney, Granville, and Long Trail is quite drastic. Who pays the bill?
So in our current structure, it's for Long Trail, it would pay the state average tuition. So That would
okay.
come out.
So what's reasonably customary is what they pay.
No, no, no. So they have, I mean, there's a formula for state average tuition. So for private schools, the taxpayer from the sending town is not responsible for any more than the state average tuition. And they do that by calculating all the secondary choice tuitions or the secondary school tuitions throughout the state and averaging it. And it's usually just under the average tuition is for secondary students, right? So, you know, let's say.
But it's more than what Pulteney and Granville charges.
What's that?
But it's more than what Pulteney and Granville charges. Like for a child to go to Long Trail, for instance.
Yes. So I think the tuition for a child at Long Trail is like 20-some-odd thousand, I mean 24,000.
And what's Pulteney and Granville at this point?
Pulteney is 17,500. Granville is only is 9,800.
Right. Yeah.
And
the point is, if they can teach children that have just an education for $9,000 per person, why is the taxpayers aren't look to pay $20,000?
Well, they get different funding in Granville. It's New York State.
Yeah.
That's part of why it's cheaper.
Yeah.
So 20,000 might be the tuition, but we're only going to pay. We only pay the state average tuition. So we're not going to pay anymore. The rest of that difference is up to the family. And for example, for Long Trail, they actually have some funding for families too.
I'm well aware. I went through this with my son, but all week, and we were living in Manchester at the time, and so he would have gone, Vern Burton is the high school of choice. Kids over the mountain can go to either Vern Burton or Green Mountain High School, but kids in Manchester, Dorset can go to Vern Burton, or you pay the bill. And they gave us, I think at the time, Vern Burton's tuition was, to the average kid in Manchester, was 10 grand. So if you send them somewhere else, you've got whatever the other piece of the pie is. You've got the 10 grand and you footed the bill for the rest of them.
So I didn't think the families in town paid any difference anymore. I thought the town paid it all.
No, we have only paid the state average to it.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
We got paid for 12.
And for the whole district, well, we'll say it's like 82 for Wells Village School and about 60 for Middletown Springs.
K through 12, 82.
I mean, my big thing is, I mean, I think what the state's trying to do is a little too drastic. I am seeing, I think, fewer kids in these schools, and I think we need to consolidate some of these schools because they're just, we have teachers teaching 4 or 5 kids when they could be teaching 20 kids like other schools. And we're combining classes because we have low numbers. We're, you know, Meadow E, I think, has half their buildings empty where they could probably put wells in there. We're shutting down, and you know, I just think we could be saving by shutting down some schools here and eliminating some teachers, because one teacher could be teaching 20 kids instead of just 4 kids or 5 kids.
How many students are there in our supervisory union or school district or whatever the
term, it's like
whatever the proper term is today?
1400.
1400.
Yeah, I think it was like 1492 or something like that.
And we have two. Right off the top of my head, we have two superintendents that are getting in excess of 100 grand apiece.
We have a superintendent and assistant superintendent.
Whatever. You have two people that are getting over 100 grand to run the show.
But you got to realize there's more stuff.
No,
the state is.
My point is,
at this point,
the town I came from in Connecticut, we have 5 elementary schools, which average around 300-400 kids per school. We have 2 middle schools and a high school. Pulteney High School, I believe, graduated 44 kids or something the other day, a couple months ago. 44 kids.
That was the largest in a long time, too. I think it was 18 when RJ graduated.
My old high school in Connecticut, I believe, graduated like 500. We have one superintendent. He makes about 140 grand a year.
How long ago was that, though, Don? Was that recent?
No.
Because I just know. It
what,
just
the graduation rate or the paycheck? His paycheck was in.
No, that having one superintendent, was that years
right
ago
now.
Or now? Okay. I just know that even with the hospital per se, The state is requiring so much crap from these hospitals, these schools, you know, reports and things that have to be taught and this and that. That's why there's a need for additional staff at the SU level, at that level, and even at our level at the hospital. It's ridiculous that you need more staff because it's all due at the same damn time. One person can't do it all. But I do think, I think the money saving could definitely be by shutting down close proximity. They're not that far apart.
And that's what we were doing. We were literally in the middle of talking.
But I don't think it's ever going to happen with the local board. It's never going to happen.
It could.
It won't.
But
it won't.
See, I wish
because what this town has to vote on it.
I'd be the one to go to the end and get to that point because
I know
the,
you would.
You know, like because you know even our superintendent said he goes if it came down to shutting down Wells Village School, I bet you most people on the board would say no. And I said I would if it was necessary, you know, especially when just like you said. That always right around the corner. Unfortunately, in this current structure, that's not really an option. But as we looked at consolidation, it wasn't just to close down a school. It was also to split the schools.
But you're not really saying, I think you're probably going to create more expense that way. It needs to shut one down because I don't think we need two schools with the amount of kids there are.
The next step in this process was We were really in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when the governor released their proposal in January.
Right. Yep.
But the next step was really to focus on what we wanted to do next, mm-hmm. whether it be to, split the school or even look at shutting one down. And that next step, in my opinion, was to see about having a consultant come and verify that all the students can.
I know, but that came with a price. And the only way we can shut down Wells School or shut down Mill East or Mills or Milltown is for the town of Wells has to vote in favor of shutting down that school or Milltown has to vote in favor of shutting down their school. I think too many people are attached to their schools that they're never going to vote that way. So why spend all this money on a consultant? There's more money out the window when I don't think that will ever happen because I hear everybody at these community things. Oh, we don't want to shut down our school. And I don't think it'll ever happen.
I spent
not with the amount of voters we have come out.
For station last summer.
You want a part time job? Oh.
And get
the field
sign up for our email subscription.
Mm-hmm.
And there were so many people who could not give a shit about the school. I would be willing to bet that there would be people who, and looking at our voter for our budget, looking at the numbers for our budget, they fluctuate. I mean, one year it only passed by 20.
Yeah,
this
because
year,
it's so
it
high.
Only passed by 18.
Because the expenses are so damn high for these schools, and they're not. The students are going down. The problem is going up.
People don't even know we're a merged district.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and I truly feel that if we were going to close down a school, it shouldn't be Wells, because Wells, I believe, is a bigger school than Milltown.
It is.
And Milltown has probably twice the amount of voters than we do that come out, and I don't think they'll ever do it.
Well, any approach I take is not going to be biased, one or the other. But I think that, anyway, the whole point is that's where we were headed down.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Even if we couldn't make it work, right? Mm-hmm. Then at least we tried, and we could say, well, this is the budget for this year. Last year, the town voted no, but I do think that, like, overall, it's, no matter what, if you were to close down a school, and in a good example of that is Ira School District. They're a non-operating school district. They haven't had a school in a long time. They have absolutely no control of their budget. And so that would be the same. So, like, not only now you're not even educating your own students, you're tuitioning them out to the school of their choice, mm-hmm. right? They literally were, like, in deficit for years because they would have new students move in, secondary students, primary students, and they're literally just like, great, you know.
With Iowa, they would sponsor whatever school, if they
right.
were to go to private school, they would pay the full bowl for that
month. No, state average tuition. State average tuition for...
That's how Iowa were.
What's that?
That's how Iowa were. The kids in Iowa, I can know for a fact, is they have Iowa, they went to Christ the King School, Iowa paid the full tuition, whatever tuition was, that's what they paid.
Oh, no, because we sent students to Rutland Christian Academy, and it's state average tuition. So I don't know what Ira does.
I think there's a lot of issues you got coming forth, and who knows what's good. I mean, I think some things are good what the state's trying to do, and some things are not going to be good, and I feel for you.
Have you ever taken and looked at the rest of the country or states out of the area and what they have for administrative people in their systems, what they have for tuition? I mean, if you sit down with a piece of paper and a pen and do a little long division and divide the whatever you said there was for kids into the school budget, it's a pretty spectacular figure per student.
Yeah, well, the AOE
tries. You could go to Chubble, which is one of the most expensive prep schools in the country, for what we're paying to send a kid to Wells.
Yeah.
We have a lot of special, or what do you call it?
No, I know, but everybody has that problem.
It's
growing. The teacher,
it's growing, trust me. They're,
well,
and now they're all coming to, a lot of them are coming to Wells.
40 to 29 kids, of which 40 to 50% don't speak English.
The AOE
doesn't have an aide sitting there holding her hand all day.
The AOE tried to do something last fall in terms of preparation for this narrative. And so they dusted off this old document from the 90s called the Pikus Report. And then they re-updated it. And it basically tried to lay out the structure for how best to educate students. And they took samples and data from other places in the country. But the biggest problem with this report is that it doesn't model Vermont. And it even says in there that Vermont, with its sparsity and rural areas, it's hard to take, you know, one superintendent that you would maybe have in another state, in a big city with suburbs that could oversee 5,000 to 10,000 students, and those structures. We don't have that, and we don't even have the infrastructure to do what they want to do in terms of, like, trying to send more students to high schools and have regional high schools. So that's one of the biggest issues is that, and I think, you know, from a lot of people's perspective is that we have these small-town schools that are part of the communities. People actually move to the areas because of these small-town schools. In terms of cost, you know, that's always a factor. And I think that, you know, whether you like having combined classes or not, it changes time. But, you know, I'm sure we could go back and forth on all the different things. But, you know, I will say, you know, administrative cost-wise, our supervisory union, our supervisory union, our administration there, whether you agree with me or not, I'll actually advocate. They do a fantastic job. Our budget for this fiscal year went up, like, I think it was $1,000. Like, they kept the budget down for the supervisory union, and that was for everything. And we actually have administration in there that do multiple roles, so they don't have to hire me. A lot of supervisory unions have, transportation coordinators, food service managers, those are required positions. So there's that administration in the central office that actually doubles up on these responsibilities so that they don't have to come to the board and say, we need to add another $40,000 or $60,000 position. I just think it's a huge misconception that by eliminating SUs, you're going to eliminate billions of dollars. And I will say that, when the first proposed legislation came out, the Vermont School Boards Association had a webinar, and they invited both the House Education Committee Chairman And the House Ways and Means Chairperson, her name was Emily Kornheiser. During that meeting, she stated that in order to meet that legislation, they would need to eliminate 50% of the education workforce in Vermont. So that's our ultimate goal, because that's where it's all at. And so by more consolidation, you eliminate those teaching positions, but they're not saying that part out loud.
Right.
And that's just a fact.
The thing is, education is out of control, the cost of education. People can't afford to pay the school tax.
Can't afford to pay your tax.
You can't pay, you know,
you start paying $1,000 a month to live in a shack on a dirt road. It's a little wide.
$1,000 a month? Show me that place. I'll move in.
But I think a lot of it is we have a much higher percentage of special needs children in this world now. Look at the families these kids are coming from. They're being raised by grandparents. They're being in foster care. And they have issues from being born that is not the fault of the child, but we have to pay extra to help these children have an aid and all this, because now we're having to take care of because mom and dad couldn't.
My wife,
and that's
she was working for Mill River. She,
right. Well, I mean, those numbers are going up.
All what it was is all the aides that come in, there's one on one.
Right. That's where your cost is coming from.
You got one person that's taking
that kid. Right. That's where your cost is coming
from.
And
you have 10 kids, you have 10 people.
And 7 cars to get special ed kids all into the schools. I mean, that's a little ridiculous that we've got these cars coming. Why are we buying so many vehicles in the SU is beyond me. To pick up one child and bring him to school. I don't understand why we can't be consolidating that.
Why not? In this town, since I can't remember
when
my grandpa was on the board, in the 60s, we had 63 kids in my school, in middle school when I left 1975 and went to Granville. I had 3 teachers, 2 to a tip. We had 1 remedial reading teacher who came in, Mrs. Colbert, worked a couple days a week. We had 2 ladies in the bottom that made a lunch. Paula had the same situation. We were mandated to go to Granville. Everybody that was a valedictorian in Granville or salutatorian, 90% of the time came out of a Wells school.
Yeah, Vermont school. Yeah.
So I will say that, the cost of education is getting out of control, but that is all. Those are cost factors that are out of our control.
I know.
And this is all caused by our legislature. These are things that they are putting into law that are forcing school districts to comply with. And I will say that the budget, and based off our budgets for the last year, there was no increase in education property taxes for the last 2 years here. I think this school year it went up a penny or two. Last year it was zero. So, I mean, and that was because of the reappraisal. So Wells had a reappraisal. So when you say that, property taxes are getting out of control. Of course they are. But there's other laws that they're putting in place that are affecting your taxes, not just education.
Just the legislation.
And I think education is a distraction because, like I said, there's plenty of other legislation in there.
Now, what about comparing last year budget to what the current budget is? What was the increase that got voted on for Donald Wells?
Are you talking about for tax?
Well, or sorry,
budget, the budget, dollar amount.
What we voted on previous year to last year.
I think we
had to this year.
We had it was.
I remember right.
I wanted to. I think it ended up being like 5%.
I want to say it's like 5%.
It's like 5% something. I wanted to see a 4, because the year before it was 4.5% increase, but. And I think 1% is like $60,000. So $60,000.
But you keep every year.
$500,000. Last budget, this way. So
$500,000.
$500,000.
This year, $500,000 last
year. So yeah.
$500,000 for
2 years. I could say you can say that it's a
it's not gonna be in there.
I mean, I can understand
$300,000.
I can understand the small towns, the small state. But if you roll around the country, we've got a state about 2,500 miles of here, where my son lives about 20 some odd years, called Wyoming. Pretty damn close to the population. Might be a little bigger, might be a little smaller.
whole lot bigger area wise. And I don't believe their taxes are extremely reasonable. Only reason I know, I've given some thought to moving out and looking at houses and just looking at the tax bill, not going to a town meeting or what money went for what, whether it was
right. That's kind of what
you plow the roads or to put the kids through school. But it's a similar kind of school, similar kind of population. And North Dakota is another one. You know, there's several small states besides Vermont that don't have.
But the kids ride an hour and a half on a school bus every day.
I mean, here they just. 5.74. I can distinctly remember when they put the admission on this school.
5.74%.
They had a hemorrhage. They talked about closing the school and sending them to Granville. Getting ready to build the addition they put on, I don't know, in the 80s. And
what was the dollar amount?
I'd rather have my kid ride all the way to Granville on a school bus. Jesus Christ. I mean, it's 3 miles. You know, 10 minutes.
Well, Wells pulled the trigger on that in 85 or 86. The next year, Meadowee built theirs. Meadowee School is closer to the village of Wells than it is the other two villages.
And we had the option of going there, but the board at the time, the school board at the time, didn't do it. We should have done it. Years ago, we should have. Instead of building that addition, we should have gone with Meadowee. Bye, Richard.
Yeah, so
all right. I can
would have, could have, should have.
I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but I just, you know, you have to remember you have two states in.
Yes.
You have the state of Vermont and the state of Burlington. And the state of Burlington, well,
you're right. You're right.
I'm talking the gospel. I mean,
you're right.
Look at election results.
Oh, yeah.
I just went to Burlington today. I bounced and bounded all the way till I got to, want to say Virgin's right in that area. Then the roads are just as smooth as a tabletop. Mm-hmm. Why is that? And they haven't paved Route 30 in 20 years. They haven't paved, they were supposed to do a project, keep the rocks from falling in the middle of the road up by the lake. That's gone.
Yeah.
You know, we get nothing here. They don't even know we exist. Like she said, you watch the news and they don't even, they might get as far south as Bethel or something, but other than that,
yeah.
I'm sure this motorcycle crash we had was probably on.
It was on news this morning. We just had a blurb on to it.
It was on the other day, yesterday. I think it was on.
I saw it this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think overall, like I said, whether you support change or support change in a specific direction, I think now's the time to start communicating that. And encouraging folks to communicate that to the board, because this, I'm just saying, this is the direction we're going. Mm-hmm. And there's been debate too, like at the supervisory union level, like, why bother? This task force is going to do what they want. But, you know, overall, I'm not the kind of person to be like, well, let's just wait and see. Let's wait and see what they decide. I'd rather try and influence it. And we're not the only ones. There are, because I've had a lot of conversations with other board chairs and other school board members throughout the state. Other folks are doing the same thing. They're talking to their neighbors. I'm talking to Meadowee mm-hmm. as of now. So anyway, the bigger picture is something's going to change. And I really not like it when someone says, you know, a year down the road, we'll be. You know,
mm-hmm.
so
no, right.
that's kind of why I'm here.
Yeah, too. Appreciate you bringing us an update on it. I try to attend the meetings when I can.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. To listen in.
Yeah, we miss you.
Now you go, oh, Tammy's on.
All right, well, I appreciate it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's interesting. I don't know where we're going.
And then if there's any, like, a one-page thing that, you know, you want us to put on our website for a little bit, you know, we can do that once in a while because we just kind of switch it out. Like right now, we got the carnival there. So when the carnival's over, you know, we had like St. Park had something up there for the milfoil. So if there's something going on in town that we can, you know, put on for a month or something, you know, we'll try to get it in. So just keep that in mind.
Do you know when the tax bills go out?
You should have it.
What's that?
You should have it.
I got mine last year, Saturday or Saturday.
They go out this time of year. When do they go out again in the fall?
No, you only get it once.
You only get one.
They're due in September.
You get four pieces, but you only get one day.
And they went out last week.
Yeah.
Better check your mailbox.
Well, Well, it's not for me. I was talking to there was another school board that sent out information on access.
Oh, you're saying to put in our we just did it last week. You missed the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine all town clerks are sending them out at the same time. So
probably, yeah. So if you want something
maybe
next year. Yeah, because ours did go out.
Ours are supposed to be quarterly, but we're nowhere near quarterly. It's a screwed up mess.
Okay.
Right, but when the actual bill goes out for the whole year. So so she usually sends them out by July. So definitely touch base in June if you want anything going in next year.
Yeah, last year we sent out late fall, basically kind of like a tri-fold pamphlet,
mm-hmm.
or postcard. It was a postcard
mm-hmm.
for the community engagement piece.
Right.
And did you guys get that?
Because
mm-hmm. I asked some people, and just like they didn't get it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just curious. And if that's an effective method, because
I think you guys are doing so much more advertising of your stuff than we ever did in the past. I mean, you're trying to do by email. You've got your website. You've been doing mailings. I mean, you are doing a good job of trying to get people. It's just people don't. Look at our meetings. I mean, we never have anybody here either. It'd just be nice if more people were involved in our towns, you know?
Exactly. I had a conversation with a gentleman at the transfer station really quick, and I talked to him about the school. He's just like, oh, John, I don't want nothing to do with that, you know, at mm-hmm. the school, blah, 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 blah. He goes, they get this much money, and then they turn around and spend more. I go, what are you talking about? And he goes, when I lived in New Jersey, he goes, they didn't even have a budget. Well, it turns out he was referring to the foundation formula, the same method that the state wants to switch to, where you get X amount of dollars per student, but you can actually ask the town for more money.
Oh.
And that's what he was referring to. So it's not at all wrapped up.
Right? So he didn't even realize, yeah.
So.
Probably because it came from those towns.
Still
in there. Yeah.
And, you know, but yeah.
How's the cemetery?
The what?
Cemetery.
The cemetery. What's going on there?
Cemetery there.
Did we build the road or, you know, out in the addition?
Surveyor.
Just waiting on the surveyor. And I told Charlie, I said, last time I talked to him about it, I said, I'm just going to find someone else. And I'm not going to lie, like, my time has been school board stuff so much. A lot of that's taking the back burner. But, if the governor has his way, I won't be a school board member 2028. So.
What will you do with all your time?
I'll be in the cemetery.
Yeah, not hopefully in it, literally.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go over there and hold that again here, maybe this next week.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because when we did all that work, you know, I had talked to Brian. I said, you're going to be able to...
That mowing up?
Knock that down. He's like, oh, yeah. And that's why I mentioned last time we were talking about it. I had mentioned if Brian's not doing it, you were saying that it's because it's not in his contract. So, remember?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think.
So we have to add that onto his contract because his contract's like every couple of years, right?
I mean, I've just gone over there and done a quick job and it, you know, it kills a couple hours.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not like it's 5 minutes. That's with a 30-horse machine with a 60-inch deck on it, you know.
Oh, okay.
So maybe we got to add on to Brian's contract to do the additional section of the cemetery. But wasn't the cemetery association paying us for the mowing at one point? Or
not?
Do you still do that?
Yeah.
You do? Do that? Okay. So, I mean, that would be something we'd have to discuss between us, that if we add on... Ask him what he would charge to do that portion.
Split it.
And then split it, yeah. I didn't realize he wasn't doing the new part. Because, yeah, we don't want that to overgrow because we put all that time and effort into getting it cleared. So
yeah.
I didn't realize you were doing it, Don.
Wait for surveyor before you put roll.
Yeah, surveyor first.
Supposedly.
Yeah, it's been a year.
Yeah. I've talked to him. I see him every now and then. I've warm him up and...
Do you want me to talk to Brian about how much he would charge additional to do that back part of the cemetery that's now?
Mowing seasons.
It's up to you. Do you want me to do it or do you want to?
I mean, I want to mow it every couple, 3 weeks.
But maybe for next year we'll try to remember that to do that, huh?
I would say next year we're just going to tear it up if we ever get the rest of the survey done.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's got everything. He told me that he had all the measurements.
That's what he tells me.
And he's just got to...
He's consistent.
And the last time I emailed him, I copied you on it.
God, that was forever ago.
Yeah, and nothing. No response at all. And
I probably don't get much response from him either. Isn't that the same one that is on the Delaney, right? But that's his brother?
I think he's in public.
Okay. I get the two.
Actually, I asked him.
All right, there's William.
He sitting here a week or two ago and I asked.
Yeah.
I mention it every time I see him. I mean, I don't see him live every day, but I see him probably once a month.
Yeah, because I think I even call off a message one time, too.
I'm worried that, like, if I hire someone else to come in, they're going to come in. We have to pay them
money,
everything.
Right.
And then we get done, and then Tim's just like, oh, now he's mad. Because
have you tried stop? And Tim's have you tried deal. Knocking at his door?
On him.
I mean, I've talked to him face-to-face. I mean, he was in here. I don't know why you weren't here, but he was in here last week, and I nailed him again. I mean,
oh, recently.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe now's the time to call him again.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus, it's been how many years? I mean, I know you're busy, but are you prioritizing new people over the old ones that you haven't cleared up yet? You know, that's the other thing. All right,
we
got to get some. All right, yeah, we're going to be spending the night
here.
I'll hold you up.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Eric.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, correspondence. I don't know if you guys have read the information that she's been putting up in regard to the pre-bid meeting and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, for the East Wells?
Yeah, yes. We're getting ready to bid it.
Yep. Yep. I know they're changing verbiage and all that. I saw that.
I have Caitlin and Merrill
coming
up with it. And Tammy on Channel Drive. Supposedly, the newest report is the guy is going to start next week. He's waiting for one more part.
Yeah, that's the last one I read was they need a part. That's the one that had the septic issue going on, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Maggie O'Brien. We should get anything from her the end of the week, Thursday or Friday. Well, I guess it is almost the end of the week, getting to the end of the week, in regard to her bid and
LFMP
on the emergency management deal.
I thought we had a bid. We already got that bid.
Or not the bid, but, in regard to where to go from the bid.
Okay, all right. Next steps.
Hazard mitigation,
okay.
What else?
So, is that something we're going to ask Gina to work with her on that, or
I would dare say you're going to have the planning commission. If it's anything like the last two or three, you're going to have the planning commission involved if we have one.
Okay.
We're going to have the select
board involved. We did talk about that.
If you do have one of them, and I don't know if it would be really necessary to get Gina involved.
No, I forgot about the planning commission.
Not that she's knowledgeable enough to. I mean, it's
no, that's
basically parts, pieces.
No, you're right.
How many dump trucks do you have? What that up to that?
Yeah, I totally forgot about the planning commission doing that.
Thing
They're pretty much doing it. It's not like it.
Right.
We used to have to do it. I don't know if he's ever done one. But
no.
We can do it.
And they're going to
I forgot we had talked about that would be something the planning commission would work on with her. Yeah.
The only thing I think we're going to get involved with her is equipment and stuff like that. You know, what do we have? What are we going to get? Are we buying anything? So anyways, between Caitlin and Merrill, they're going to have the bid documents in place. They're going to have the documents for the people to review as far as the permit letter or whatever you want to call it. Can't think what you want to call it, but the...
sounds like there's a possibility of getting it done this year.
It could be. So hopefully within the next maybe week, we should see the documents and approve them and put it out to bid.
Okay.
Hopefully. And I know that's the only correspondence I have got with a bit of stuff. Casella is picking up the compost, by the way.
Okay.
We're back at Casella now. I forgot to tell you that.
Okay.
I think
we're doing a little more.
Huh? They're putting crap in it.
There's all this crap going in it. Light bulbs and
batteries,
you know, whatever.
Needles.
So
plastic bags.
He'd been picking them out for quite a while.
I thought that was part of the deal. He was supposed to monitor that. That was for certain.
John Frank. Hello.
Everybody knows my opinion on what we should be doing.
Yep. Okay, moving on.
Uh-huh.
As far as finances, did Nora give us, I didn't see anything there, Nora, give us anything? Okay, well, that's for that for next time.
So I got tanks and our cans and everything selling. If they pick up Thursday, so you might have full ones there tomorrow.
Okay.
There should be some empty ones in the tire thing.
Okay.
Is France subbing? Is Captain on vacation?
Yes. I worked last Wednesday, but I got to work. I really got this one.
Well, thank you for doing that.
Why are you here, Fran? Planning Commission. We have no idea when William is going to call a meeting.
But I called William, and he's the vice chairman. And because of his work schedule, get him involved. I think he's going to be probably the key piece to get it. And really, if he just says when the meeting is, I will try to do all of them. Work to try to get it.
I don't know, does he need to be there or does he just have to like warn the meeting as long as somebody else is? I mean, I don't think he has
to. You have to have the secretary.
Right, that's why I'm thinking. Oh, well, never mind, that's not much better.
But if we get a date, I'll call the board.
There's a,
you're still working on getting the date then, okay.
You
good.
Could have the meeting, I mean, it doesn't have to be at night.
Right. That's right. Okay. He works nights, so
right. Whatever, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
whatever works for him.
You know, maybe you could have it on a Saturday morning or
whatever.
Something.
Right.
Could he do a Zoom meeting from work or how?
Well, not if he's working, because he's running the camera, the select board.
Oh, that's just doing. He's not at the office doing video stuff. Okay, gotcha. Never mind.
So it's just I just set a date, but
right.
Really, he's you know I think
he's supposed to run it and stuff.
Right,
not
because
the
he's the vice chair. But I'll try to call him again to see if we can't get some kind of a date. But saying if he has a date, what is I will expand to get everything.
I mean, I understand his work schedule, but by the same token, we need to get our people in line
right.
And get up to speed. We've been dubbing around for.
He didn't even know that Steve was on.
Tell me you should go online and read our minutes.
Right.
East Wells Road. They have put the two culverts in that are part of the grant. And this is looking like another week or two will be paved.
Huh?
According to unless weather is not conducive.
So on East Wells Road, you're getting closer to using the people's property as a staging point?
Yeah, we have to get, they need to sign basically a permission slip to allow us to do the project on their land. It's not, I thought perhaps that the right-of-way would be big enough, but it's shorter. So part of the brook is obviously the state, but part of the land that's got to get moved down by the brook is their land. So we need to get their their permission slip, then we need to go get a bid permission slip or a bid paperwork for to send it out to bid, detailing what the project is. Put up a month's time or whatever. I can't remember. I think we're going to do a month. Then we open the bids, and if we get any bids or what the price is or whatever, and then go from there.
Okay, I see a new sign here, Piper Fabric or Press Pass, you see it put up.
Yes, I noticed that myself.
Yeah.
So
and is there a property that you're fixing?
Yeah, no, it's
we won't go true. There.
The new truck is ordered.
Awesome.
And I've got another outfit that Blake gave Nora to call in regard to. He's an upfitter, and he may be able to do things quicker than Viking. I can't tell you the name of the outfit. I don't got it, but anyway.
Can I ask, did we or do we need to undercoat the new truck we just got?
According to what the manufacturer said, mm-hmm. not the truck part, but the body part, it's got their bodies have a 10-year rust out warranty, and they put something on them, and what I can gather, nobody undercoats that the guy who I talked to at the factory. So,
and some, I know just in the past, sometimes if we do undercoat, sometimes it voids a warranty, but maybe, I don't know if we know other times that have the same.
I won't give it longer than your limit.
If we can get on a 10-year cycle, it will be
right.
Sending it down the road. If we swap to stone, we aren't going to be hauling that much salt and sand, which we got to get Dave to come up with a mala. I don't think we need to buy 3,000 yards of sand if we're going to put stone on the road. And I would definitely like to do that. I've been on a lot of Pollock's back roads and a lot of Rupert's back roads. Back and forth between Salem, Rupert, and Paul, and
very nice stuff. I know
Dorset's back roads and the stone is definitely not
pricing. Or
what they're doing now is they're using crushed stone, like about so big, and no salt, just crushed stone. And even if it's raining, it doesn't wash off like sand does, and it stays there, so you can save it. And it's pretty good. Dorset's been doing it for, 20, 25 years. I brought it up a long time ago.
Oh, I know. That's the thing.
Price per yard is about the same as a trucking that costs.
Really?
No, you said the windshield.
The windshield.
According to what I hear, that's not a real big deal.
Really?
No, it's kind of.
I mean, you're only using it on dirt roads, so they're not normally going that fast.
Okay.
You don't use it on the paved road.
Oh, I didn't realize it was just the dirt. So we need to have Dave give us an approximate amount of the crushed stone we'll need in sand. Yeah. Do you want me to ask him for that?
He knows a lot. Just hasn't kept it.
Okay. I think Stan's waiting though, right? Did you say that for an order?
I guess Nora put a thing on here, sand.
Yeah, I think.
She's saying that.
Okay. And, do you want me to work on getting a bid proposal out for the old truck that we want to try to put up? I mean, I won't. I can try to draw it up and then have everybody review it before we
do anything. I've got all the information I can give to you.
Okay. And then I can type it up and we look at it. And
stick a little thing like that in the paper.
Do you think we need to put it in the paper?
I've got to put it somewhere where people see it.
Well, we could put it
on Facebook marketplaces.
Well, we could put it on our website. We could post something in the post office in here.
Facebook marketplace.
And we could do the Facebook marketplace.
A lot of people.
I mean, Stan wants it, but I haven't talked to any price.
price for them yet, but
Yeah.
I didn't have a, last time I saw them, I didn't have a price for my head.
Right.
We hadn't really talked about price, but
Well, I can switch
I
it.
think we should put it out to bid. You don't want to hear about it.
Absolutely. It's up to you if you want. We can put it in the paper if you
This
think.
last week, I've heard about way more stuff than I wanted.
My thing
Any
is, there's not much of the paper anymore.
What's that?
Any of you have got?
Maybe 20 grand. The problem is, I mean, it's the truck is decent, but the box is not good for
Plus, having a
a
sanding
dump
box.
truck, you know, that a guy's going to use in construction. And so you're buying basically a cabin chassis. I mean, Paul's had theirs, that one over there has been for
Yeah.
sale for, I don't know, it's probably old enough to vote now.
It's sinking into the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's stupid. Just get rid of
You would think the other one faulty would be sold out.
Yeah, they sold theirs. They Paul had put theirs on online on a bid, you know, equipment place, and it was on an online auction. They got offered 20 grand for it and they wouldn't take it.
Ooh.
Now they're down to 17, or
That was stupid.
probably somebody walked in there with $500 they'd take. I mean, it's been sitting there a
Yeah.
long time.
I mean, I'm just paper. There's nothing in the paper anymore. You know what I mean? It's a few pages. I don't know how many people actually look at the paper anymore. That's
I don't
why.
think they look at it. I don't read.
I mean, but we can put it in, you want, do we want to still put it in the Granville Sentinel or Free Press or something?
It's another $180 and whatever the hell they get for their stupid ads.
Right, that's what I mean. Nothing's out there. I mean, I can definitely put it in the local marketplace. We put our website, we put the post office, we put it here. All
Yeah,
those are
I probably
free.
over. I would, yeah, just so it gets out there.
Yeah. Okay.
Another book that I get, that Jenny get, was on that Allied Auto and Rutland, had all the construction vehicles and equipment and stuff that was for sale all over the country.
Yeah, we get that.
I'm
I get two or three different ones. All right, I get a
like,
tractor
what putting
one,
that in that on health
truck
prices?
one.
But we're are we looking for we want to put it out for bid and have bids in by a certain date, right? Is that what we look for? And are we putting a minimum on there, or are we just letting it ride, or just say we have the right to refuse
I
a
would say
bid?
we have to put
Okay.
in, yeah, the right to refuse any and all bids.
So I'll get this info from you and try to type something up for you and get approved by you guys, and then we'll forward.
I haven't heard anything on the quarry visit.
Well, Paul went.
No.
Oh.
After, I mean,
Okay.
after.
Anything from them, yeah.
Anything about it. I guess apparently this IT guy we have is going to Coop or whatever. Or is
So
it?
I talked to him today. I didn't talk, I text, and he's basically doesn't have the time, is kind of getting out of it. I asked him if he had anybody else he could point us toward, and he says, no, that's most the problem. I was going to maybe call Poulton or Fairhaven and see who they deal with. Just maybe I could get some names.
Pretty sure it was well.
Vinny's done with that Poulton now. He doesn't do them anymore.
I don't
So
think you got fair anything. I see his car there.
he might
Truck.
that he's slowly getting out of it. So I can see if Poulton has somebody new, because Greg is that his name, the other guy, he hasn't done anything. So I'll reach out to Greg one more time, but I'll put it on Facebook, see if I can get anybody. Get some names for who these companies use.
And what are we doing with the website other than we're working?
So I met with Gina, and Gina, I believe, met with you girls today, just to go over kind of what we're looking for and, things we don't like about the current one we have. And she asked me a bunch of questions that easy enough to answer. I felt confident nothing needed to come back to us. So it's given her a baseline to start with. The one thing I didn't know what we wanted. I didn't know how much time we were thinking we were going to be taking up as our assistant, if we would just her working on them within those hours, or if we wanted to try to maybe do a stipend for this work she's going to do with a website, like give her X amount of dollars, if she would agree to it to complete it. So I was trying to just get your thoughts on that.
I think if she's willing to do it, we ought to snap to attention, get it done.
So outside of her normal hours as our assistant?
Yeah. Pay her what? To me, we ought to pay her to get it over with. I mean,
okay.
This thing is a joke. It's not right. Fair to, it doesn't work for us.
No,
it doesn't work for the public.
No.
You know, it's just.
That, we've had two issues this week already with it. So.
Just,
that was my first thing to Gina. I said, it just needs to be user friendly. That's all we want.
I can tell you all about it.
Easy, yeah. So I think Gina's on the same page as us. And I've asked her to give me an idea of what she thinks would be fair for saving. Because only she knows how much hours it's going to take. So once I'll tell her that we would like to do it that way. If she could give me something,
yeah,
we can
just
bring it back.
Get after it.
Yep. Well, she's got a year to do it because we've already renewed our thing.
Right,
so,
right.
And it's probably going to take her 3 or 6 months, I think. And it's just something she can work on. But do you think your daughter would have any spare time to maybe do an updated photo without the Christmas lights of the town office that we could maybe update it? And she can just email it to me and she does, if she doesn't mind.
Just the town hall. Just
yeah, because the one that's on there's got Christmas lights and stuff. Maybe get rid of the cobwebs I'll have to get rid of the cobwebs first before we do it because she's got such a good camera. It zeroes in those cobwebs. yeah, just something silent.
Actually, it would look better with bushes and leaves on them.
Right, yeah, I think so too. Or, I mean, maybe now and even in the fall time if she finds a good day to take a fall picture too, you know. But yeah, I mean, Gina and I are pretty much on the same page as to what we're all looking at. Well, I shouldn't say me, all the three of us. And she was going to look into some things too. So we did. We're on the way with that. So
Habitat for Humanity.
Mm-hmm.
They will be here on 8/11 around 8 o'clock in the morning. Oh, and that entire woman's name. At the house, they're building a thing for it, the ramp.
In the lane? Way open?
No, it's on. It's on St. Catherine Court in the other one. Some woman that lives
up there.
Yes. One of those, I got the name written down somewhere, but that's where it is. They said they were like, you know, any of the select board or anybody would like to assist or hang out or be there. I mean, it's obviously going to go a ramp, so it isn't like it's a 3-day project. The lady that is running the show and the contractor will be there around 8 o'clock. I don't know what day of the week 8/11 is. I think it's a Monday that they're on.
I have no idea. We'll see. 1, 2, 3. Yes, Monday. It's a Monday.
No, I have an appointment in the afternoon, but how about the morning?
Yeah, they're thinking like a half a day or less.
Yeah, depends on how many people they have. More than. Are they doing one for Winnie, Paul?
Not so.
Oh, I didn't
haven't heard
about
that.
I'm curious about that.
Is it Habitat or somebody else?
I thought it was them, but maybe not.
Hmm.
No, she lives on North on
East
Wells.
Wells,
right?
Yep.
Yeah. No, this is on St. Catherine. I think it's St. Catherine Court, right? Mm-hmm. Down past where
Jones Emerald.
Maybe
Donna. So down past on the end where you're down past Donna's house, make the corner. It's down there. Somewhere by Stomsky here.
Well, that's still like in court unless you go to the other section out there. I don't know what that's called. Is that the
Jones Road? Is one of them.
Jones Road, okay.
That's a private.
Yes.
And that's about all I have. Oh, I have the bulletin board is done. I just got to mount it.
Oh. How about the Delaney sign?
I have
an update. You're working on one. You guys are working on one, right?
Yeah, we just got to put a sign in.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you have the sign? You're still waiting for it.
Set to go. Okay. Put the stops into it and put it in.
Okay. And
I had to fix my tractor because my PTO didn't work, so I had to split the tractor, which was about a 3-day job.
And I just want to give the update for our audits coming up.
Yes.
I did get on that call with our auditors in North the day that they did a call for the start of it. I gave them some updates of stuff as well, that the changes over the last year that they should be watching for, yes, because they need to categorize things certain ways. So, and I asked them for like an exit interview when they're
When is it? When is it on? I'm not...
I think it's the week of the 11th, I want to say.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I mentioned that. All right, heard Nora told me, and I just couldn't remember.
Yep. So.
Well, other than that, unless you have something to come before the board in legal business.
Nope. I make motion we adjourn this meeting at 8:30 p.m.
Fine.
So. Are you sure you want to stop crying to the clock?